Every student, every class, every day. Hi, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Amber Graves. Tennessee FFA is now an affiliated state association and predicted to become the fourth largest state association within the National FFA organization. Kelsey Rose, the executive director of the Tennessee FFA Foundation, is excited about this new change.
Affiliation means every student in Tennessee that takes an agriculture education class is now going to also be a Tennessee FFA and National FFA member. We are going from a membership of about 13,000 to a little over 30,000. And this just gives us a lot of opportunity. We get to reach kids just couldn't afford membership in FFA or just didn't really think maybe they were that interested. And so now we get to be truly intracurricular.
Rose has more on how this new affiliation also benefits individual FFA chapters all around our state.
This takes a lot of pressure off of chapters to affiliate. And oftentimes those chapters are putting up the money for their students to be members of FFA, and that means obviously a ton of fundraising. This year, that is something that is going to be really difficult for a lot of chapters to do because their spring plant sales or other spring fundraisers were completely canceled because of the coronavirus. So that was going to be a huge hardship for a lot of Tennessee FFA chapters this year.
Caitlin Wattenberger, the Tennessee State FFA Secretary, shares how the affiliation will allow her and her team to introduce even more students to agriculture.
With this opportunity, we're going to be connecting with not only the original 15,000 that we have had, but even more students. And we're going to be connecting with students from every single background. When they're enrolled in an agriculture class and we do chapter visits, we're not only going to be meeting with students from a farming background, but more of an opportunity to meet with students who don't know that much about the agriculture industry. And we get to spread what leadership service in agriculture truly is.
For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Amber Graves.